When I was filling up the car last weekend, I noticed the price for gas was well under $4, meaning considerably below the summer peak. At some gas stations in this country, it's gone below $3, and falling gas prices will likely be part of an improving inflation rate when the government gives an update on consumer prices today. But many months of high energy prices have left millions of Americans behind on another expense, their utility bills. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
There's not much shade where Bernice Brown lives in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She tries to stay indoors during the hottest time of the day, and she's grateful for her central air conditioning.
The heat here is horrible, and pretty much the houses are just sitting baking.
Brown's electricity bill is no laughing matter. In both July and August, she paid about $400 for power.
It's been damaging, to be honest.
Utility bills across the country have jumped sharply in recent months, largely because the soaring cost of natural gas, which is used to generate nearly 40% of the nation's electricity. The rising price of power has been compounded by hotter-than-usual summer weather, which has kept air conditioners working overtime.
It was one heat wave after another, which, of course, families need to use air conditioning to stay safe.
Mark Wolf runs a trade group for officials who help low-income families pay their power bills. The group estimates the average family paid about $600 for air conditioning this summer, up from $450 last year. Dale Cooper lives in Phoenix, where the cost of keeping cool is even higher.
With the summertime, we have 6 months of summer with over 100-degree heat.
Cooper, who's 59, works as a cashier in a restaurant and makes about $13.50 an hour. His paycheck has not kept pace with his rising utility bills.
If I didn't have roommates, I wouldn't be able to make it on the salary that I had to be able to stay in a place.
Cooper will likely enjoy lower utility bills during the mild Phoenix winter, but people in colder parts of the country may not. Wolf's group, the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, expects the average family's winter heating cost this year will be about 17% higher than last year. For the 6 out of 10 families who heat with natural gas, the increase could be twice as large.
There's no sign these prices are coming down unless we have a warm winter. All the signs point to more expensive cost of home heating, and they could spike if it's cold.
Wolf's group says some 20 million families have now fallen behind on their utility bills, and the average amount they owe has nearly doubled since before the pandemic.
It's not a question of our families heating and cleaning their homes responsibly. Families do this. They turn the heat down as low as they can. They use air conditioning sparingly. It's just that the cost of home heating and home cooling has gone up so much that low-income families are struggling to pay these bills.
And that's on top of the rising cost of other essentials, like food and rent. Bernice Brown says other than her power bill, the grocery store is where she feels inflation the most.
To get decent, healthy food, the prices are extremely high.
To be sure, those costs have been partially offset in the last 2 months by the steep drop in the price of gasoline. AAA says gas prices fell nearly 40 cents a gallon during August, and they've continued to fall in early September. Gas prices carry outsized weight in public attitudes about the economy. So as pump prices have eased a bit, so have Americans' worries about overall inflation. Watchdogs at the Federal Reserve, however, are not so easily swayed. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says he and his colleagues thought they had inflation under control last year, only to see prices take off again.
I got burned last year. We all did. And we're very cautious about getting burned again.
The Fed's expected to keep raising interest rates until policymakers are confident that the overall cost of living, including essentials like electricity, are under control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.